Ah, there you go. Ladies, we have feedback from one of our podcast episodes already.
Yes.
It was the one we did that was titled, What Would It Take For You To Call It Quits? And we were talking about cheating and the level of the cheating and what it would take for you to leave your relationship. And someone hit us up and said, I know what it would take for me to leave my relationship. Not getting a ring after 6 years.
6 years?
That 6 years.
Call it quits?
Yes.
Well, Annie.
Well, that
Annie,
led me into thinking.
Sean, right?
Yes.
For how many years you guys were together?
We were together 8 years before he proposed. And he was damn lucky he did it when he did, because it was getting towards, it was ready to be like, get shit or get off the pot, dude. Like, he was cutting it close. And he made it just in time.
But what if he waited another year? You would have broken up with him?
I wouldn't have broken up with him, but we would have eventually had the conversation. Like, yo, what's going on here? Like, what's the deal? Because I was not expecting it for those 8 years.
But I don't think it's one of those situations for you. Maybe it is as the listener that suggested we talk about this, which I don't know her situation, but for you, you were a hardworking woman. You still are, but you were in the midst of working hard. Sean is also younger than you, right?
Yes.
So there were a lot of factors that didn't make it seem like waiting, waiting, waiting.
You know what it was, too? I always had this thing where I was like, I will never ask for the ring. I will never say what kind of ring I want because I don't want to force it. I've seen too many friends that are like, you need to propose, you need to propose. And then you're almost forcing them to. I wanted to feel like he did it because he wanted to when he was ready, which may be the ass backwards way to do it because it took him 8 years. But again, like Christina said, I was working 3 jobs for over a decade. I was never around. He was out doing his thing, like partying on the weekends. I was working. And then when he did it, it was when I moved to the city for the job at PLJ. And it was funny because my mom said, well, he better put a ring on it quick because now you're living in New York City. You know, somebody might scoop you up because my dad scooped my mom up when she was visiting New York City. He was from Manhattan. She was from Jersey.
Aww.
And I'm like, no way. And then sure as shit, like less than a year after I moved to the city, he proposed. And I bet you it was like he kind of realized like, oh, shoot, I better.
In that gap that you guys weren't married, you accomplished so much leading up to this. So now look at you didn't have to worry about buying a house. You already have your townhouse that you bought already, right?
Bought on my own. I did that shit on my own. I said, you're not ready. I'm going to buy something.
So you worked really hard. You made it to New York City radio. Like, that's amazing. You built your whole entire career, you know?
I could not have done that, I think, if we had gotten engaged when I was your age. You know, if I was 25, we got engaged and started having kids, I don't know if I'd be able to do what I did the past.
Because you're focusing more on your love life and
yeah.
What your family's going to be like. And then what? You get married and boom.
Boom, everything changed. It was like, I got pregnant in less than a year after being married. And now it's like my
Less than a year? You got a honeymoon baby.
I know, I got a honeymoon baby from Italy.
My mom had one of those. It's okay. But she was 25.
See, I couldn't
She was my age. I couldn't even imagine.
No. Kudos to her. And my mom, too, had us in her 20s. And then she went back to school in her 40s to get her social work degree later in life. So it's like it depends on when you do it. Okay, so I'm sure your mom, your dad, how long after they started dating did they get engaged?
I think it was like a year and a half because my mom had a boyfriend for like 5 years.
Whoa.
And then they broke up. It's a really cute story about how like they met my mom and my dad, but they got married like a year and a half, 2 years later. So she broke up from a long relationship, which I think, I don't know if it came down to where's my ring. I think when it did come down to that, it was like, we want two different things. Like,
wow.
We don't want.
I think it's different now, though. People kind of grow together and then get married. But I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Like, how long would you guys wait if you were dating someone? Would you want to get married like your parents in a year and a half?
If I know that this person is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with and I'm financially stable, then I'd marry them within a year.
But what if they don't? What if the guy doesn't propose right away? What if it takes him 5 years, but you've been ready since year one?
Ooh,
would you
yeah.
start
I would
getting
have
annoyed?
To know, no, I would have to know his reasons. If it's a good reason or if it's because he just like isn't ready, that doesn't sound too sure enough for me. Like that, it you know, like when you're with somebody, like you should be able to talk to them, not hound them and say, when am I going to get my ring? No. you know, these are things you talk about. You say, Lexi, all the time, you and Tommy talk about your future, right?
Yeah, I think it's normal. And I think if you're in a relationship when you're older, not 18, 19, I'm saying when you're mid-20s, going on 30s, I think if you're with someone for 6 months to a year and you don't see a future, you're probably not with the right person. Not saying that you're going to end up with that person. People break up 5 years just like your mom. But if you don't think you can picture them in your future within a year, you have an idea of the qualities of the person that they match your qualities and you'd want to see where it takes you.
Well, what if you're with, say, let's just say this person that said that to us, 6 years and no ring. What if the partner's just not into marriage? Like, isn't that something you have to get to the point of asking, like, hey, is this, like, where's this going? But then you don't want to say that because then that almost puts a damper on the whole process of, like, what if he is planning on proposing soon? You know, it's like a double-edged sword. Do you say something or you just keep waiting and let all your good years just keep going?
But then you're 6 years together and you never had a conversation about marriage. That, to me, is more weird than not getting the ring. So 6 years together, he's never said, I'm not into marriage, or, you know, I want to get married, but not until I'm 35 with a, you know, you have to have these conversations.
Okay, so if Tommy said to you, Lexi, I'm not ready to get married now, but, you know, that's where we're headed in the future, you'd probably just take a seat back, chill, and wait for it to happen, right?
Yeah, I'm also not in any rush. I'm fine when he's ready, I'm ready, and I'm not in any rush, and I would never put pressure on him, because then I feel like, just like you said before, Annie, if they're forced into it, and you give them an ultimatum, is that the word? If you give them that, and they're like, either we get married or we break up, and then they're forced to give you this ring, and the whole marriage is forced, and then they're not ready when you wanted them to be ready, and it's just, I think, set up for disaster.
Do your friends talk about getting married? Like, a lot of your guys in their 20s, like, is that even on the radar right now, marriage?
Yeah, I have friends who are getting married, having kids. It's weird. There's friends who I have that are single as could be, and then there's friends who are buying houses and getting married and having kids.
For you, Christine, if you're dating someone now moving forward, you meet a guy, are you in the beginning thinking, is this a guy I want to marry, or are you just dating just to date?
Of course, you know that, and that's the issue too, because
you don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to give all your time and energy to someone else, because I feel like when you do find the right guy, you get to a point when you keep dating and you're like, ugh, what's real anymore? You know what I mean?
Do you know what kind of ring you would want, ladies, both Christina and Lexi? What kind of style, what cut?
I think so. I want bling.
You want a big rock?
Yeah, I want a big rock for my engagement ring, and then like a band filled with diamonds for my wedding ring.
And what would be your ideal proposal?
Oh, geez. One, it can't be on a holiday or a birthday.
Everyone, she's giving the list.
I love this.
So anyone out there who wants to date her, this is what you can't
do. It has to be so unexpected, like completely unexpected. And it can't be like, I have to look good. Like you have to plan something nice for me. Like, you can't just, we can't be sitting on the couch and you pop out a ring while we're eating Wendy's. Like, no.
That's a big sign, too, if they get it right. Like, what about you, Lexi? What kind of ring do you want and what kind of proposal?
Ring? I mean, I think anything with diamonds is really pretty. So I don't really care about the cut. Thankfully, Tommy, he's got style. He's more stylish than me. Like, he knows, he has really good taste. So I would just trust that he would make a good decision. And
what if he didn't? What if you didn't like the setting, though? What if you were into silver and he got you gold? Would you say after the fact?
I love gold, and gold is out of style.
No, it's coming back. Gold is having a big comeback, and it's really expensive.
I think gold holds its value more than silver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like gold.
I'm silver. See, I think your man should know this, though. He should know all this before going into it.
See, that's another thing. In a relationship, I like when a guy buys you jewelry from time to time. That's really special to me.
Absolutely.
Well, Annie over here had the freaking most beautiful proposal and ring on her damn finger.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know how you got proposed to.
On a canoe.
Yeah, on a canoe. It was one of the rowboats at Lowe Boathouse in Central Park.
Oh.
Which we had never been to Central Park, and I was caught off guard. And the thing that you pointed out, Christina, that is so crucial to any guy that's listening, please make sure that they're like dressed cute or something, because we had a charity event in Jersey, in Piscataway, that morning. So he went all the way to this work event at like 6 a.m. We get back and he's rushing me like, we got to go. I got you this lunch thing in Central Park. I'm like, what? And it was like May when it was like kind of hot, but kind of cold out. So I had like yoga pants, but then snow boots on. I don't know what the hell I was wearing. My hair wasn't dyed, so I grazed, and my nail polish was like a like aqua blue from the summertime. It was just god awful. And we get there, and all of a sudden we're rowing, like, and then Sean's like, "Hey, over there." I had no, like,
you had no idea,
no clue that this was even happening. And then all of a sudden he just got up on his, stood up in a boat, nonetheless. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And as soon as he said Anne Marie Susan Leamy, he said my full name, I was like,
Susan.
"Oh shit!" Yeah, I know, Susan. Isn't that funny? I'm like, "Oh my god!" And then I didn't know what to say, and then I blacked out. I don't know anything else he said. And then I cried like all the way back till we got to the boathouse. And the guy that was rowing was like, "Yeah, that was real smooth, man. You almost fell off the boat." He goes, "I hope that thing was insured." And Sean's like, "No, it's not insured." I was like, "Oh my God." So we get back to the boathouse and I'm sobbing. And all these people are like, "Honey, it's your, you got engaged. Be happy." I'm like, "I know." But I was more like caught off guard, and I'm not used to not being in control of things. Mm-hmm. So just, I was shocked. I was like, happy tears, shocked tears.
Are
like,
there pictures? I don't think I've ever
seen
pictures.
There's a video. I think I have a video on my phone I'll have to show you
guys. Someone took it from another boat?
The freaking rowboat guy.
That's
the guy
great.
That rows the gondola. Oh, I'm sorry. Their gondola. It was the gondola guy in Central Park. Oh, and the bridge he wanted to do it under, the bow bridge, was under construction.
Of course.
So he
Sean was probably sweating.
So mad. So then last minute he, you know, had to change course. But again, I look at those pictures, I was like, oh my God, my hair, everything. And then we got back to the apartment. He's like, "Go, go, go. We have dinner reservations." And he was rushing me. I fell down two flights of stairs because we were running down the stairs. And the ring was double the size of my finger. Like, he got a size.
You dropped it.
No, I'm a size 5 1/4. He got me a size 7 ring. It was like I hanging off my finger, so the whole night I had to hold it like with my thumb.
That would fit me.
It was hilarious. I got these little balls on the inside.
So were you pleasantly surprised with your ring? Did you expect
he
it to
nailed
look
it.
Like that?
He nailed it. He did a perfect job. I thought the proposal was cute.
Did anyone help him, like your sister or anybody?
Someone gave him a suggestion. He went to the Diamond District right there on, what is it, 46th and 5th or whatever. Is it 46th? No.
I don't know.
Oh, whatever, 40, it's in the 40s. Diamond District. And he picked out the stone on his own, the setting, and
How do you know how much to spend?
I feel like now, I don't know.
What concept I never really understood with rings? I mean, I guess it's beautiful if you have one. This is nothing against people, but a promise ring.
Oh, no.
That is so sweet.
No.
I'm not into those.
It's like, my God.
I think the one ring I would want would be that ring. Not like a temporary ring. You know what? Whatever money you spent on that ring, put it aside and spend it on the actual ring.
Okay, but it could be a ring, a piece of jewelry he's giving you beforehand.
Oh, just do it then.
Like, I think you're taking it the wrong way. Let's say you and this other person live on two different sides of the country.
But I don't need a ring for you to tell me I promise one day I'll marry you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that.
It's like a post-it. No. It's like an IOU.
Yeah.
I owe you an actual ring. This is a promise to give you the ring. Yeah. Give me a break. That's a bunch of bullshit.
I think it's sweet.
I'm not buying that crap.
I think it's sweet.
Oh, my God.
You
make sure
brat.
You guess.
Oh, I got one for you, actually. What if this is a guy when I was 23 proposed to me, by the way?
What?
Yeah. So it was that meathead guy, the juicehead guy I told you I was dating.
You got proposed? You were engaged?
It was no. I said no. I was like, what are you fucking crazy? No, we had broken up. We had dated for a couple of years. We broke up. We had this really dramatic breakup or whatever. And then I had heard through the grapevine he was like seeing this other girl. And I was like, screw you. Now, he was a bouncer at the bar that I bartended at. You know, bouncer, bartender thing, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was still in college. I was still at Marist College. And one night he calls me, it's like 4 a.m, we both got off of work, and he's like, "Hey, can I come by?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So we sit
down. 4 a.m?
4 a.m. Well, we got off of work, you know, we were working the overnight thing.
Booty call.
No, he wanted to talk things out. And at that point, we're usually like wide awake at 4 because we would go to the diner after, that was like our thing. So we're sitting there and he's like, "So, you know, I got something for you." And he hands me this box. And I'm like, "What is that?" He goes, "What the fuck do you think it is?" Like, no romance whatsoever. And I open it up. I'm like, "Are you crazy?" And then he's like, "You know what? I knew this was a bad idea. Blah, 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 blah." So he leaves. We have this big old fight. I was living at home. So I run to my mom's room. I wake her up. I'm like, Mom, holy shit. I think I just got proposed to. She's like, "What?" I'm like, "So-and-so just came by." And he handed me. I go, and the ring was ugly as hell. It was like pear-shaped. a small little pear, and it had like these little balls on the inside. At the time, I didn't know what that was. That's when they size it for you. And she's like, oh, that means that ring belonged to somebody else. So he was engaged before we dated. So I didn't know if it was hers. But then I felt like a dick because I found out years later it was his mom's ring. And it was his desperate attempt to get me back. But it wasn't, you can't consider that a real proposal.
No, of course not.
And you know, we broke up and he was engaged and married 6 months later.
That's crazy.
So he just wanted, I think he was just one of those guys that just wanted to get married. And I remember being so upset. So I was like, you robbed me of my first proposal experience. Although it doesn't really count.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Especially when you're like 23, because you're still so young.
But what I meant to ask was, would you want like a grandma? What if it's like a, what do you call those?
Not a hand-me-down. Oh my God. Not a hand-me-down.
Heirloom.
Heirloom.
Why?
Wait, you'll take a promise ring, but no heirloom.
Yeah. I won't take a family ring.
Why? But what's the reason behind it?
Because it doesn't, it's not for us. It wasn't for us. You didn't go out of your way to spend your own money to pick it out. It's not mine. It's somebody else's. It's a memory from somewhere
else.
I want our memory. Yeah, and I don't know how his grandma got it, and I could love her to death, but to me, getting an heirloom is the easy way out.
I think an heirloom is something that's so special within your family, and if he thinks you're good enough, well, not good enough, but if
easy killer on the good enough
show. But you know what I mean. Like, if he thinks, like, wow, this person is literally my everything, and I want them to have something a part of my family and close to my heart, and I want you to wear it.
I just, see, when my grandpa passed away, this is, like, really like, morbid, kind of, but I noticed when he was like laying in the casket that he had his wedding ring on, and I'm like, are you guys going to take that off? Like, and I think my mom or someone said, no, like he's going to bury him with his wedding ring. Like, you know, they got married and he's going to go with it, you know? So to me, I got that thinking like, would you be buried in your wedding ring? Like,
oh my gosh, I would hope people know, because what if they knew it was on and they dug me up and to rob my ring off my finger?
But is the ring that important? Of how, like, what we make it out to be?
No, it's not.
Is it really that important?
No, not at all. And you know what? This is the first time I've worn mine since I had the baby. Well, my fingers got a little fatter, so I couldn't fit it on. But Sean and I never wear our rings. We noticed that the other day. And then I went to return something at Modell's yesterday that I bought him for our anniversary. And the girl's like, oh, is this for your boyfriend? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I wonder why she said boyfriend. Oh, I don't have my ring on. Like, we just gotten lazy about it. And it doesn't mean that we're not, like, you know, we're going through troubles or something's wrong. But when we first got married and he wouldn't wear his ring, I used to freak out. I used to take pictures of it on the sink and text them like ?? Like, why are you not wearing your wedding ring? Now I'm just like, so I don't even wear mine half the time. It's a symbol.
There's this one girl that I follow. She has like so many followers on Instagram, but she always posts pictures with fake rings on because when she goes out or goes anywhere, she doesn't want to wear her real ring, but she never has her real ring on. And it's like, people are looking at you and thinking you're married and thinking that's your ring, but it's not really your ring. Like, I think that's so cheesy. Like, it's okay, like, if you're going on vacation or something and you want to wear, like, a little band or something, but don't put on these extravagant fake rings. Like,
that's tacky.
Yeah.
But there's people who are in construction or mechanics, or they have jobs that work with their hands that they don't want to put, like, their real band on. So I know a lot of guys, I don't know if it's like rubber.
It's the rubber one,
It's like rubber. But, so that's kind of like the same thing.
Can't wait to wear a ring. I wear mine all the time. Yo, and
whoever these fellas are, well, we know who Tommy is, but they better ask your dads first.
Of course.
Okay, so if any guys out there listen, you better do the right thing and get on your damn knee. All that stuff better still happen. It bothers me when I watch these videos and they didn't even ask the parents and they don't even get on their knee. I'm like, why even bother? Like, you just took all tradition out of it.
When the time comes, like, did Sean, when he proposed to you, did he just say, Anne-Marie, Susan, Leamy, will you marry me? Or did he say something nice with it?
Oh, he said, like, a really nice, I don't even remember.
I would want
I blacked
that.
Out.
I don't want Lexi Pev, you want to marry me? I'm like, no, say how you feel about me. Why do you love me? Where do you see us?
Yeah, like, why are you?
I want a whole, show me your vulnerability.
But do you want his vulnerability in front of a group of people, or you want it to be private?
I don't know. I think private.
You do know.
I think I would want
like someone there for pictures.
Yeah. I want someone from afar taking photos. But I don't know if I want
your family at like dinner time on Sunday.
You know what's nice when you see people that like do a private thing, like I don't know, like say on the West Side Highway. That's a really bad example. I don't know, somewhere near the New York City skyline. It's just the two of them, someone hiding with a camera, and then they go to like a restaurant. All the family's there.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love that. That's such a great idea, because then you get to like not only celebrate just the two of you at first, and then all of a sudden you're like,
I like
oh my
that
God,
too.
My whole family's here. That's so sweet. Oh, I can't wait till you guys get engaged.
Jeez, I feel like that's going to be like in 20 years.
No, it's not. All right, so bottom line, what are we saying to this woman that said after 6 years of waiting for a ring, does she stay or does she go?
I think if he's the one and you guys both see a future together, you stay.
Honestly, I feel like if you're not connected with this person enough to know how he's feeling, or maybe if you're hesitant, I would maybe sit down and have a talk.
Annie?
I like that.
8 years?
No, I think the same thing. I think as long as you guys have had that conversation and he knows that's something you want, I'd say give it a little bit more time, because people, sometimes it takes time, especially guys, for them to get there. But you got to have the conversation. Don't give up. Don't give up if you really love him.
Hell no.
All right, so cheers to diamonds and
diamonds
engagements.
And engagements.
And promise rings.
Whip out the Prosecco, Anne-Marie. Bubbles.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.